In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of a great king, the King of England, named Saint Edward. He had to go through many difficulties, though, before coming the King of England, because there were lots of enemies of his family in his home country. He had to live in exile in Normandy from the age of 10 until his 40th year. But while he was in exile, he promised that if God would grant him his rightful throne in England, he would eventually make a Thanksgiving pilgrimage to St. Peter's tomb in Rome. And eventually he did become the King of England and regained or gained his rightful throne and his right as a ruler of the English people. He was able to rule his country very well and keep peace most of the time in those troublesome ages, but it was not with hard force or with persecution or with the great armies he kept peace. No, Saint Edward kept peace by being in good graces and good terms with God. And because he loved God so much, he loved also his subjects very much as God's created beings. King Edward never spoke strongly even to the very evil persons and to poor people, the people who very much needed the help of King. He was a true father and he was a true benefactor to them. And he also helped the church, the monks and the priest in every way he could. It was his justice to everyone, first to God and then to his subjects, and which made Saint Edward so popular with among the English people. Whenever they would see him go outside, people would gather around him and cheer to him and welcome and greet him as their good and great king. And King Edward always found time every single morning to attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In this way, he started his day by doing his duty to God, and he spent the day well in doing good to his subjects. And even though he was king with a great power, he first kept his word to God, and he didn't forget his promise which he had made that when he would become king, he would make pilgrimage to St. Peter's tomb in Rome. And he, of course, wanted to keep his vow which he had given. But the nobles and powerful men of his country objected his plan, saying that, "Dear King, if you go away from our beloved country, there would be nobody to keep an order peace among the warlike people in the land." So now King Edward had a problem that he had made a promise to God, but his people in England really needed him. And what did he do with this problem? He asked advice and counsel from the Holy Mother Church. The Pope at that time was Pope Saint Leo IX, and he listened to King's problem and decided that he could stay home, but was to give to the poor the money he would have spent on the trip to Rome. And in honor of Saint Peter, whose tomb he never got to see, King Edward built a monastery, and it was a magnificent and a great abbey he rebuilt in honor of Saint Peter. Dear children, we learn so many good qualities of all saints, and from King Edward we learn how greatly we should appreciate that we have been created by God. the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which you have the privilege of attending almost every day, is a truly the great way to center your day around God. And as King Edward showed zeal and benefactors and good works towards his subjects, you should always show love and charity to your neighbors and friends and relatives as well. You are a child of God, and all of the humans you meet, they are creatures of God who are also so much dependent on him as you are. When we have this kind of zeal to work for God's glory, God makes and works many great things through us. When we carry our crosses, then we show our God that we are his patient and loving and waiting and expectant children, because our Lord was like that. Our Lord Jesus, he carried his cross on earth so that men and people of all ages might hear and learn that God is good, he is reverent, he is loving, he is merciful. So do we have this great zeal for God and for our neighbor? If we are ready to go through some trouble to please God, that is, for example, going to Holy Mass every day, our zeal is kindled by love, true love to God. If we are inclined to do rather our own will during our days and during our lives, then our zeal is centered among and around us or around other men. If we do things and deeds in this world in order to win popularity or applause from people, then our zeal is again centered around us. But if we carry our sorrows and our crosses patiently in this earth, then we are centered around God. And if we seek the admiration or populace among people, again we show that we don't really care or listen too much about what God wants us to do. Have very clear plan for the rest of your life, children. Center your life and center your day around the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the reception of sacraments of the Church, like King Edward did. If you remember what is most important, then God gives you many other great gifts as well. He makes you, as we have heard earlier, his little missionary who spreads this good message and spreads the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins to everywhere you go. Have great confidence that God has a special plan for you also for your life, and when you ask his help in prayer, when you ask and receive his sacraments often, he will eventually reveal that plan to you. And whatever that plan might be for you, make sure you execute it with happiness, with rejoicing, and with patience, and God will work many great new things through you, his own little missionary on earth. May God bless you.